Here is the first half of your evening news here on KCIM. This is Abby Ward reporting. The third annual Mental Health Matters 5K Run and Walk, hosted by St. Anthony Regional Hospital, is scheduled for this weekend. While the deadline to receive a t-shirt has passed, those still interested in participating can register using the link included with this story online. Registration begins this Saturday at 8 a.m., with the 5K starting around 9 a.m. The starting and finishing location will be at the Carroll Middle School, and the participants will follow the markers to complete the 3-mile trek. This annual event will have a silent auction with all proceeds to benefit the community's needs for mental health treatment. Booths will be set up with additional resources and information from local partners for anyone looking to learn more information about the services that are available throughout the community. Again, the St. Anthony Regional Hospital's Mental Health Matters 5K Run and Walk will be this weekend, and there is still time to register. This is a family event, and children 12 and under are able to participate free of charge. With the unpredictable Iowa weather, the walk will be moved indoors if conditions are not agreeable. The Sac City Council has approved to enter into a loan agreement for the Sac City Aquatic Center Rehabilitation Project during last week's meeting. For over 2 decades, the city pool has functioned each summer season without needing any major high-cost work. City Administrator Jamie Lawrence says council members agreed to get the main project done sooner rather than later to prevent the need to repair any damages.
It's mainly maintenance issues. The pool was built in 2000, so it's 24 years old and it's done well. It's getting older, so it's time to do some work on it. We're initially going to do the main project, which involves replastering the pool to prevent cracks and leaks. Once that's completed, depending on how the bids come out and if we have some extra funds, we can do a few other things.
Lawrence says with no comments or concerns during the public hearing, the council decided to move forward with the process of securing funding for the project.
We're working on bonding that, so we're going through that process with our attorneys. Essentially, it's a loan, and we go through a local bank. It's a general obligation bond, so it's something that in the future, if we needed to, we can issue a levy on a certain amount of the funds for it, depending if we need to or not.
There are other minor updates that the staff would like to see happen eventually, but Lauren says those will come after the pool is replastered and some private funds are raised for helping those projects.
They want to replace the diving board eventually. There's an area where we host swim meets there, and the platforms that they dive off of to swim, I would like to replace them, maybe do some work on the slides, several little things like that.
Lawrence says the pool and city staff for keeping the aquatic center in good condition.
Served its purpose well. It's lived beyond what it's expected to live. We have a really great pool manager that takes care of things and maintains it well. And we got a good city crew that does a good job making sure things are taken care of.
The next steps of the process is to finalize the bond, and then the city will be looking to send the project out for bid. Lawrence is hopeful to get the process going before opening day later this month. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst has announced staff traveling office hours planned for May, including stops in all 99 Iowa counties. Ernst regional directors will be available for constituents to assist Iowans with problems or questions about Social Security, veterans benefits, military affairs, passports, immigration issues, and other federal programs. 3 counties, Carroll, Crawford, and Greene, are slated for Tuesday, May 7th. Staff begins in Schleswig at Schleswig City Hall from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. They then head to Carroll at the Chamber of Commerce office from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. before ending the day scheduled in our region at the Greene County Courthouse from 3 to 4 p.m. The Wednesday, May 8th schedules includes a visit to Audubon from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Audubon Public Library and Guthrie Center at the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library from 3 to 4 p.m. Staff will be in Calhoun County at City Hall in Rockwell City from 2 to 3 p.m. on Thursday, May 9th. The final stop is in Sac County on Tuesday, May 21st at Lakeview City Hall from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ernst says, assisting Iowans is a top priority for me. That's why my staff is bringing our office to you this May. Don't hesitate to stop by when members of my team are in your area. Ernst will not be at the traveling office hours. Iowans unable to attend the in-person events can request casework help at www.ernst.senate.gov. The full schedule of planned staff traveling hours can be found with this story on our website. According to the latest report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and AAA Iowa, fuel prices in Iowa were mostly unchanged from last week. As of Wednesday, May 1st, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline was $3.30, 2 cents higher than last week and 10 cents below prices from a year ago. The national average for gas held steady at $3.66 per gallon. Retail diesel prices in Iowa fell 3 cents on the week to $3.72 per gallon, compared to $3.88 12 months ago. Local prices remain 29 cents below the $4.01 national average for diesel. Wholesale ethanol held steady at $2.16. In heating fuels, natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site slid 4 cents to $1.92 per MMBTU. And that has been a look at the first half of your evening news here on KCIM. Stay tuned. We will be back with more after a few short messages.
Join St. Anthony Regional Hospital for our third annual Mental Health Matters 5K Runner Walk on Saturday, May 4th at 9 a.m., starting at the Carroll Middle School on North Grant Road. Registration begins at 8 a.m. There will also be area mental health agencies sharing information about their services and a silent auction afterwards. Help us end the stigma on Saturday, May 4th at 9 a.m. To register, go to stanthony.org or our Facebook page. St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
The Market on 30 applauds this year's graduating seniors. Congratulations on this milestone. Let us help you celebrate with our incredible selection of party supplies and quick and easy party foods and bulk desserts. Get everything you need at the Market on 30, Carroll's Food and Party Store in the BP Plaza.
Tune in every Friday morning and afternoon for Night News. It gives you a look at what's new each week at the Kemper Catholic Schools. Tune in for Night News right here, brought to you by Haley Equipment and Home Care and Career Options.
Go Night!
Time now to take a look at the second half of your evening news here on KCIM. But before we take a look at the stories, let's do a quick weather forecast with some weather facts from today. So tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high near 69. And then tomorrow night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm are likely after 1 a.m., 60% chance of that. Increasing clouds with a low around 47. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half of an inch are possible. And then heading into Saturday, there is a chance of showers and a thunderstorm before 4 p.m. It's about a 50% chance of that. Partly sunny skies and a high near 63. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible, but higher amounts can be expected during the thunderstorms. And then by Saturday night, all of that rain is going to clear out and we're going to see mostly clear skies with a low around 41. Yesterday's high was 62 degrees set in the afternoon, and yesterday's low was 48 set at 7 a.m. Record high was 91 degrees set back in 1968, while record low was 20 degrees set back in 1961. Here at the studio, as of 7 a.m. this morning, we had 3/4 of an inch of rain, and other places that have called in, it said Sac City received 1 inch. Arcadia had 1 inch, 1.25 inches of rain, while Maple River, Wall Lake both had 1 inch. Manning had 0.71 inches of rain. So a good general amount of rain was received through the overnights. But that did not beat the record precipitation. So record was set back in 2001 at 1.5 inches of rain. No snow has been recorded yet on this day. Now let's go ahead and take a look at your evening news. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have approved St. Anthony Regional Hospital's application for a critical access hospital designation. In the message to staff last week, SARH President and CEO Alan Anderson announced that the process was finally completed in an effective date as of March 18, 2024. Anderson explains what led to the decision to pursue the CAH designation.
Really, it was our hospital association reaching out to us back in November of 2022 is when that process started. Just from a, hey, I think you qualify for it at this standpoint. We then went through the education piece of it on understanding the actual impact. So there were some third-party vendors. There was some internal team members that really helped with that process. But the actual application came in April of 23. Yeah. But that's when that process really started. The application process really started was April of 23. And we've been working on it since then.
Anderson says the application process was extensive and required input from staff at all levels in the hospital.
Well, from CMS's standpoint, it was really just to understand if we met the requirement for this critical access designation. Then the state surveyors really took over from that. So we worked with our state regulators on that, all the way from policy creation to that state survey to make sure that we were following the conditions of participation in that Medicare program.
The criteria list for a CAH destination is lengthy, most notably a 25-bed limit on the number of inpatient beds and an average length of stay for inpatient care of 96 hours or less. Anderson says there were questions and concerns from patients early in the application process who were worried that the CAH designation would somehow affect the quality of care at St. Anthony. The answer has remained the same from the get-go.
From the average patient, they shouldn't see any change in care. In fact, as you look at the evolution of healthcare, it's become much more of that outpatient type of mentality. Now, we're always going to have an inpatient hospital. We will always be a hospital. But the definition of a hospital has really changed through that evolution. And so we've been more focused on that outpatient growth on that outpatient side. So really lifting up our primary care, lifting up some of the specialists that support that primary care from a delivery standpoint. We are excited to have some growth opportunities in orthopedics, in OB, some of that specialty care. We'll always be a hospital, like I said, but really that focus on that outpatient is now where our attention will turn.
The most significant changes will be on the back end when it comes to compensation to the hospital for treating Medicare patients. Chief Financial Officer Eric Selmanson says Medicare payments will now more closely reflect the actual cost of providing care.
Under this cost-based reimbursement model, as inflation continues to hit all industries, especially healthcare, we're able to pass some of those inflationary increases we're seeing to the government in terms of additional reimbursement. Over the last 3 years, the government has increased our reimbursement 7.5%. Our costs are up 17.5%. So this model allows us to have additional reimbursement to help offset some of those cost increases. So that's one of those improvements that we're really looking forward to.
Anderson says that the biggest takeaway from the CAH designation is that it makes St. Anthony's financial future more secure.
I think this designation is one way that we can improve that financial stability. We have some operational things that we do need to continue to work on and focus in on, but this is one big key component in that independence that I talked about. So it is significant for St. Anthony.
Again, Anderson stresses that St. Anthony's focus remains squarely on providing high-quality care to residents and patients, should not notice any difference in services now the designation has been approved. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd is co-leading a 21-state coalition against the Biden administration's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives over a new rule that the states claim effectively bans gun sales. The ATF's new rule broadens the definition of a firearms dealer and would require Iowans to register as a federal firearms licensee to sell even a single gun between family members. Failure to comply could result in severe penalties, including potential prison time. The rule also changes what constitutes a transaction, as exchanges of property or services would also be considered gun sales. The lawsuit challenges the rule's constitutionality, citing violations of the Second Amendment and the Administrative Procedure Act. Byrd says it is clear that Biden will not stop at nothing to criminalize law-abiding citizens for exercising their Second Amendment rights. As a prosecutor, I see his administration looking the other way when it comes to prioritizing going after gang members and violent felons with guns. Instead, he targets law-abiding firearm owners. It is wrong for Biden to force Iowans to become licensed firearms dealers just to sell a gun to a friend or a family member. I am taking Biden to court to stand up for Iowans' Second Amendment rights. Iowa co-led the lawsuit with Kansas and Montana, with support from 18 other states. The suit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas and can be found included with this story on our website. And that has been a look at your evening news here on KCIM. This has been Abby Ward reporting.